with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke.
Welcome back. It's the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network and Jethro FM. It's country with a twist. Good to be back, Bob. I took a couple week hiatus, one of them by design and the other one by COVID. So, but I'm back and everything's good. And let's talk a little bit about grilling some food. You brought the Goodwin smoker. As you mentioned in the last segment, you store it over at your house for me just because you got the room and I don't. But I've got a birthday party. It's a surprise, so the person's name will remain anonymous at this point. But I'm cooking for a birthday party today for 100 people, guy's 60th birthday. And
I guess he knows who he is.
No, no, he doesn't. He really doesn't. At the end of the day, just doing the classic barbecue. I've got butts, I've got beans, I've got cheesy potatoes, and coleslaw
nice.
Is what we're doing.
God, so, that sounds good.
Yeah, it's going to be fun, and it'll be a good time. But here I sit at, you brought this thing over. My driveway's frozen solid with 2 inches of ice on it.
I'm glad you were there to help.
Right, and that big iron smoker, you were talking about shortages and things. I went over to Gordon Foods, and I bought a bag of charcoal. They only had one. I needed two, so I got to go to another spot and get the second one. But there's things like that that seem to be out there a little missing.
No, job. Don't go getting political
gonna.
You always do.
I'm not going to. But my point is that it's going to take extra heat. It's going to take extra heat to get this smoke done.
Yeah.
Because I've got a half a dozen butts that I'm doing for the 100 people. And then I'm going to do the cheesy potatoes in the oven.
You know, but I might have an answer for you.
What's that?
I did some deep frying here maybe last weekend, and it was really cold. Well, might have been 2 weeks ago even when you left. But, I have several different types of, I'd call them vent-free heaters, things you can put on a 20-pound tank.
Yep.
One of them, I think you've seen it at deer camp. It stands up and goes sideways.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I stood that up next to my deep fryer because I couldn't hit my 350, and I heated up the
side of the,
yes,
the reservoir.
Man, that just spanked it right up. I got there in like minutes. I was struggling trying to get to 350. I put that on, and like in a matter of 5 minutes, I was at temp.
Yep.
And then I could start regulating my flame. But frozen food did that for me. But, yeah. I'm thinking something like that for your smoker, no matter what you're burning. I just did it because you and I have been playing with ways to get that thing warmer in the winter. And this, I'm telling you, if you have, most smokers have a burn box and then your smoke chamber or your oven, whatever you want to call it. If you have a vent-free heater, and especially if you're blocking the wind a little bit, you can put that on that bake oven portion of it, and I'm telling you, you'll get your temp up in no time at all.
Well, it's an alternate heat source,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. It just takes I think it's a Coleman, and you've all seen them, I'm sure. They go on a tank, and they just stand up, and they go sideways. It looks like it could be a light or something. But
right, yep. Round thing. Yep.
It's about 20,000 BTUs, and I'm telling you, that thing really cranks the heat out to the point to where I got a reminder of how hot it was when I went to grab my deep fryer lid.
Sure. Yeah, exactly. But you got to have a separate tank for something like that. And that's part of this whole cold weather smoking and grilling is you're going to need extra
improvise.
Yeah, to make it work. But
so I found a cool chicken recipe online. I can't remember the website, but I did rip it off. And it was a bacon-wrapped jalapeno popper. And because of the pictures the guy took, they looked so good. I'm going to be doing them tonight for a party I'm going to.
So it's a bacon-wrapped jalapeno popper with chicken.
Yeah. So you get chicken breasts, and you basically you pound them out so that they're flat.
Thin?
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
And you take so you take a jalapeno, and you could do it a bunch of different ways, but they're using cream cheese in the middle and putting a slice of Colby Jack on the chicken breast before they set the jalapenos on it. And they're stuffing the jalapenos and taking that whole chicken breast, laying it on a bacon weave, putting these flat pieces of chicken on it and rolling the whole thing up and then smoking it as one big log. And I'm telling you, it looked cool as heck. So if you take a bacon weave, you pound out a full-size chicken breast so that it's nice and long.
Thin?
Yeah, thin. And you're going to have to cut it down the middle in half to make it long enough because
chicken breast's not as long as bacon.
It's not only that, but it's too much chicken. So you want to make it stretch to fit your wrap. And then they put cream cheese inside the jalapenos after you gut them. And then
boats or yeah.
Probably. No, you just core them.
Okay.
Core them out. Stuff them with some goat cheese or cream cheese, whatever you prefer. And then set the jalapeno, put the chicken breasts on the initial part of the bacon weave, right? If you have a front of it, you lay your chicken on that. You set your jalapenos on that, and then you wrap it. And you roll it up.
In the bacon weave.
Oh, also, I forgot. Before you put the jalapenos on, you lay slices of cheese on the chicken breasts. So your jalapenos are actually wrapped in chicken, wrapped in cheese, stuffed with cream cheese. So you got chicken, bacon, cream cheese, and kojak.
So it starts out with bacon, then a thin layer of chicken, then what, like
kojak?
Okay, so slices of it,
yep.
I mean little thin
yep.
slices, and then you set your jalapenos. Is it just one row of jalapenos?
Yeah, it's going to take like three jalapenos maybe or four.
Okay, because I'm just thinking when you roll that up, that bacon weave
is
going to be big.
It is.
We roll up a whole fatty
yeah.
in bacon weave. That thing's the size of a softball.
And this will turn out pretty big, too. Not quite as big as a fatty, but real close.
Okay.
And just gorgeous. When you slice into it and you see that kojak come out and the cream cheese come out and then the jalapeno in there, it's just love, baby.
Okay,
it's just
so
love.
Then you're gonna roll that thing up, and the two ends are gonna overlap. And when are you smoking that or grilling it? You're smoking it, right?
You can bake it, smoke it, grill it, offset smoke it.
Okay,
offset grill it. I mean, whatever you want. But when you're setting those jalapenos down, if you put the one end right behind the next one, the tip of that other jalapeno kind of plugs up the hole on the other one, and you keep them intact that way. So when you do cut into it, you got a gusher.
Okay.
And it's just going to be gorgeous.
Right. And you've not made one of these yet.
No, I'm making one this afternoon. My neighbor, the electrician, you've met James Roush. He's been over to the house before.
Yep.
He's moving to the other side of the state.
You can't seem to keep a neighbor. I'm wondering if it has something to do with the neighborhood or these people's jobs, right? This is like the fourth or fifth neighbor I've known that lived by
he's
you.
He's had that house for 20 years. I'm sorry to see him going. But
I don't know.
His wife lives over there, so you got to follow the wife's family, I guess.
Right, I guess. Well,
it's
whatever excuse he told you, I think he's just trying to be nice to you.
Okay.
But anyway, let us know next week how that thing turns out, because it's has all the ingredients to be really good. Are you putting any like barbecue seasoning or anything on that chicken, you think? Or
there's I'm gonna post this recipe. There's some cumin, some black pepper, there's some spices you put on the chicken before you wrap it, but
right,
it looks pretty good.
All right,
you could go in a million different directions. It was the basic composition and the layering that I thought was pretty spectacular. It's just one we haven't done yet.
Right, and always use thin bacon. Don't use thick sliced bacon on something like that. It just, the bacon won't be done before everything in the middle is overdone. But coming up next, whether you want to spatchcock it or drive a beer can up its butt, we're going to talk about chicken.
Ouch.
Stick with us. We'll be back.